the so-called invasion. So people are streaming over the border illegally. What would you call it? I don't know. You're not allowed to call it anything, actually. This is a recurring theme on the left. Don't believe your own eyes. You're too dumb to trust your own senses. Listen to the smart kids. They know best. There's no crisis on the border. Even as hundreds of thousands of people stream into this country every year illegally, there's no illegal immigration crisis. Yeah, there are 22 million people living here illegally. It's not a crisis. It's not real. They'll tell you that on a loop endlessly until the day they retake power, at which point they'll say the crisis is real. In fact, it's so enormous, we can only solve it by granting blanket amnesty to all the people
who are illegal. Are you kidding me? What else can you do?
WFM, coming from the east side.
Folks, people always ask me if I was at Abu Ghraib in Iraq.
What is so wrong about that?
I'm not here to talk right and wrong, judge anybody.
Do you remember that?
I'm especially not one to judge U.S. soldiers. But I'm sorry to say I was not there, but the U.S. government did dispatch me to torture the U.S. soldiers who were doing the torturing.
You tortured the U.S. soldiers?
Yeah, they made me do it, and I said, okay, why? Let me loose. I had to find out information. There's really no reason for some of this stuff. Every war is just about torturing someone until they tell you, okay, it was Simon. And then they go find Simon, and Simon says, okay, it was Penelope. You go find Penelope. Oh, it wasn't me, I swear. They splash some water in her face, called waterboarding. And she goes, okay, fine, it was Terry. Okay, go find Terry. Terry, who was it? Splashing water in his face. It wasn't me, I swear. Clip off a toenail. Ow! Did they cut off a toenail? You clipped the toenail, because Terry likes it long. And so then he said, Terry says, oh, no, it wasn't me. It was Bob. It was Bobbert. Bobbert. So you find Bobbert. Okay, Bobbert, who did it? And he tells you. And then you find all it basically what I'm saying, it's just cat and mouse. It's torture, find, torture, find, torture, find. That's what the Iraq war was. Torture, find. That's what war are we in now? Did they do China yet?
Something about the caravan.
Caravan? They didn't do China yet?
No, that we have troops stationed at the border. Of the caravan.
Oh, so you're worried about that big...
I don't even know what it looks like.
I just imagine this big clown car, and it's just overloaded with goodies and baggage. And it's just loaded with 800,000 immigrants.
As much as I hate them, I wouldn't know an illegal immigrant if he slapped me in the face and said I'm illegal.
Well, I don't blame you.
I don't know what they look like. I just don't know what they are. I just know that deep down I don't want them.
I just assume everyone's illegal until they show me their papers.
Actually, that's my...
That's not racist. I'm racist against everybody. That's not racism. I'm racist against everybody.
So are you not racist because you're racist against everybody?
Yeah, I'm not racist because I'm racist against everybody. I want to see all your papers and birth certificates.
I'm not racist because I hate all races.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. And so what I was saying is this caravan, I just imagine this big bulging station wagon full of immigrants.
I'm gonna turn on your microphone if you're gonna keep doing that, Lemmigan.
Just a whole bunch of immigrants. It's just a whole car full. There's Bob and I don't even, I'm not even angry or fearful because I think I would laugh seeing that thing pull up. But I gotta give him props. Can I say it on the radio? Props? Can I say props?
Yes. I've never been stopped for anything, actually.
I don't think I've ever been stopped from doing what I wanted. I don't think anyone's ever told me no. And I think even if they have, I don't think that I didn't do it. I think I did it anyway. But I kind of want to just perch on that border wall that they built.
And like I a just, parakeet?
Yeah, like a little parakeet.
Land of Lamagin.
Oh, jeez, what?
You were saying?
That's it? Okay, well, like I was saying, I just want to perch up there like a parakeet and stick my tongue out, catch some worms and some raindrops, just like how a parakeet eats. And then I'll look out one day, I'll see a big cloud of dust in the distance, and I'll say, there it is, here it is, here it is, and sound the alarm, and then like the guy said in the clip, the migrants are coming, the migrants are coming. And I'll start ringing the bell, I'll be like a big crazy parakeet with a hunchback, and I'll just start skipping up and down the border and just ringing the bells, going, the migrants are coming. And then finally they pull up and it's just...
The very shivo crystal. Don't F-U-H get it, don't F-U-H get it.
F-U-H?
Just try to ignore it, Lemmigan. This is kind of our cybernetic terrorist for new listeners.
Diesel, is this what it means to go viral?
Well, I hope so. Because it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like we're getting infected for a reason.
The very Shivo crystal. Don't forget it, don't forget it.
Do you want to talk about our guest coming up?
I think maybe you better take...
The very Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it.
So we have a internet forum, which I don't know what that is, but we're going to find out. And the administrator of the internet forum is going to be talking, and the internet forum is about our show.
The Teddy Shivo Crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it.
What do you want to listen to?
Cusco.
We'll be back after the break. We're going to figure out these technicals. So sorry if you're listening. We'd love to hear from our callers. Let's see who's listening. We have 13 people listening right now. Lamedy, we have a caller.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is this?
You think you're funny. You're talking to Lady Lamborghini and Mr. Diesel.
No freaking way. Is you guys?
It's us. It's us. Who'd you think? Do you just call in random numbers?
I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for a while. I listen to the show every Wednesday.
Hey,
and,
little buddy. We kind of have a policy.
Yeah, what's up?
We have a policy that whenever we get a phone call, we need to answer it, and we have another phone call right now.
Yeah, pick it up. I know.
Hey, what's your name really, really quick?
Me?
Yes.
Damien. I'm Damien from Toronto.
Well, damn it, Damien. Who else is on the line?
Andrew.
My
name's Andrew.
Mind if I call you Andy?
That's cool.
Okay.
How you guys doing? This is my first time listening to your show.
And you sound like you're enjoying yourself, am I right?
I just spilled my 5 hour energy. Oh, you're 100%
right.
I just spilled my 5 hour energy all over the keyboard.
I just made some money and I'm about to go drink a little.
Oh, you made a little pocket change, did you? What are you going to drink?
I don't know yet. You give me some choice.
Well, I like
Gatorade.
Gatorade's good.
Gatorade's good for you.
I like chocolate milk with a little bit of alcohol in it.
Maybe so, maybe so.
Do you know anybody that has died from fentanyl overdose?
Oh, jeez.
Diesel.
That's a little weird.
I guess that's one way to end the conversation, huh?
Make a guy feel unwelcome.
It was just...
I didn't know that question would produce such a visceral reaction like that.
Well, I think it would. I think it would if the guy actually did know someone who died that way.
No, don't we all?
If you asked me that, I'd laugh and say no.
Do know somebody, right?
Who?
You?
Me? Oh yeah, but I do know somebody, but I would laugh and say no to hide that.
Right.
Exactly. That's what most men would do, or women, or women.
No. Yeah, I'd say most men, some women.
Damien, you are a breath of fresh autumn air.
Mm-hmm.
So what's there to do up in Toronto?
Well, not much besides make an online fan club for the Goodnight Show with Little Diesel.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Wait, let me just see. What the hell is that? Because I'm trying to pretend to be excited. Because Lamigan's eyes turned even darker black with excitement, and I just don't know what you're talking. I don't know what the hell that is, or what you're talking about, or why you're here.
My eyes are so dark; they look like two interdimensional pools into the void.
Quasars.
Twin quasars, full of dark matter.
Quasars. Yeah.
Out of dark matter?
The online fan club for the Goodnight Show with Little Diesel is a closed internet group that we have over 500 members, and every single member needs to be approved by me, and they must write a little about me and send me a personal message, and I am the gatekeeper. I'm the gatekeeper.
I love gatekeepers, and I love gatekeeping. I like keeping people out, and I like making people fight for their way in.
Exclusive.
I like being elusive.
I like being elusive.
I love making people fight. Also exclusive,
and I love having control over an entire group of people who are also elitist.
Do you like making them fight to make it to the top, knowing that you're always going to be at the top?
Yep, and no one knows my identity either, so I just sit back and twiddle my thumbs and watch all this crap.
Can you tell us your social security number on the air, if you're really a fan?
Is that, is that what other fans do?
Yeah.
Are you busting my balls?
Lamigan, tell them.
A credit card number would also be okay.
All right. Stop that now. Stop.
Do you think my eyes are made out of dark matter, Damien and Diesel?
Well, I'd like to think that you're just a normal, typical Cleveland guy, with no paranormal connections. But
you've never seen.
I don't
me,
know.
Have
I
mean, you?
I've seen your pictures, and those don't look like eyes to me.
Surveillance pictures, because there's no photos of Lamigan. Not till we do the TV show.
No, that's okay, Damien. Diesel, this is what he's talking about. I have cameras all over my house and my yard, but they're not facing outwards, they're facing inwards. The cameras take pictures of me, and those are sent out through a private line and dispersed all over the internet. It's like the Fappening, only it's pictures of me doing nothing.
Yeah, we have a bunch of those up on our server.
That's very cool to know, and I'm glad the photos found themselves to a happy home.
There's actually, that's one of our threads, is Lamigan Daily Feed.
Oh, so you get to see pictures of me, like what I'm doing at all times.
Yeah, you eat ice cream a lot.
I do love It's actually custard, but thank you. Thank you very much.
You eat custard a lot?
It's custard, not ice cream, but thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You eat custard a lot? How much custard do you eat?
Well, there's dessert for every meal. I don't know if that's a lot. Sometimes I'll do a double dessert if it's an early dinner.
Yeah, that's right. And how do you buy it? Do you buy it in a gallon? Lamigan?
Damien? Yes, I'll buy it in a gallon. I'll get it from the store, whatever I need, and that's how I do it. I don't really do the same thing twice, okay? I try everything once, and I'll try everything a million times in a bunch of different orders and patterns.
Damien?
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're a little more comfortable, could you tell us your social security number over the phone?
I'd really...
Please?
I'd rather not. I feel...
Wait a second. Diesel, are you...
I feel so much more comfortable now, but that's just...
Damien,
my social security number is my privacy.
It's for a Ponzi thing, Damien. Please.
Listen, Diesel, okay. you can't be an identity theft, Diesel.
Lamigan, it's for Ponzi.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, we're ready.
Listeners.
29291.
Okay.
91. 911.
Ooh, like 911?
Like 911, yes.
Diesel, do you see my little tiny steel laptop
over there? Hold on, I'm typing in this number.
No, I'm saying I want you to punch it into my laptop because I have it pulled up to the dark web.
I was punching into the fax and sending it to my fellow in the black chair over on the other side of the city.
No, just punch it into my laptop. I've got the dark web pulled up.
Oh, please take your time. I'm comfortable. Not many folks get to... hear this side of me.
Damien, you sound like you're about to fall asleep.
I feel I'm in a dreamlike state.
It sounds like you're sleepily having a slow orgasm.
I feel like anyone could say anything to me. Convince me of anything.
Give us your credit card number.
5175.
Okay. Keep going.
6016.
Keep going.
3333.
More.
9695.
More.
Expiration August 21. CVV 085.
More.
You want another? Okay. 2122.
Just keep saying more numbers, okay?
6094.
More numbers, please.
3314.
Keep going.
6234. Expiration October 20.
Damien, please. Damien, please. Do you want tickets to a concert?
No. You take them.
Damien, you're very
selfless.
No one's
ever asked me to go to a concert before. I have tickets to the Boys from the County Hell at House of Blues.
Yeah, and you should go. The two tickets that you want to give away, you should go.
Okay, Damien, can I tell you something? I want to get you a Christmas gift, and you know what it is? I already have it picked out. It's a book. Do you know what it's called? Mm-hmm.
I have an idea.
Well, there's two. The first one is called Artemis Fowl, The Arctic Incident.
I've heard of that one.
And the second one is a photo album that involves special photos that I've taken of rotten things I've done throughout my life.
Sort of like snuff? Snuff photo album?
Yes, precisely. Have you heard of the website rotten.com? It's sort of like that, only it's little tiny photos. And I hoping, did it all. And I did it all.
I was hoping you would also include something else, if I don't mind. Something by a guy named Milman.
Lawrence Milman. Milman, I have not spoken to my good best friend in quite some time, Damien. We have to talk to him in Christmas time.
Yeah, you guys gotta get him back on the show.
I miss
He's
him.
A hoot.
He's a hoot, and I miss him.
So I what are the people saying on the Facebook group about us?
I miss his stinking cockroaches.
Oh, they don't stink, they hiss.
Oh, right. Yeah, they hiss.
Close, though.
On the online fan club, it's a lot of slander. Not towards the show, but towards each other. It's actually a very volatile, hostile place that I have complete control over. So it's a contained, hostile environment where people are talking about bopping each other on the heads with baseball bats, and they're posting each other's addresses in the public forum, as well as their phone numbers and personal information. And it's just a lovely, lovely cacophony chaos.
It has kind of the same spirit of disrespect that we have on the show.
Exactly. That's what I try to harness.
You really try to harness the disrespect. I appreciate that. No one
not harness, but transfer. Transfer it. Do you understand?
There's nothing more powerful to me, Damien, than disrespect.
And that's what me and all of my followers, excuse me, your followers, little Diesel, believe as well.
There's something about
you. And that's why
you
have, 500 followers across the world.
Damien, someone...
Got about...
You witnessed somebody call in excited because it was their first time listening to the show. Can you tell me how I handled that situation?
You asked that man if he knew anyone personally who died of fentanyl overdose.
Now, how would you describe that question in that situation?
Just terribly rude.
Just rude, disrespectful, and tasteless.
Yeah, all three.
Lamigan, care to chime in? We're really harnessed. I'm really coming to terms with the fact that this show is... The spirit, the whole spirit of the show and our listeners and everyone who loves it, they come for the disrespect.
I don't respect or disrespect anybody. For me, it all comes down to strip down
sex. Oh, Damien, how long do you last in the bedroom?
Oh, me? I can usually go 40 minutes, 50.
Well, I'm a eunuch. I don't know if I've ever told you fellas that I'm a eunuch.
Does that mean you have one penis?
No, it means you open up my pants and you just see smooth. But I do have a penis and balls, if that's what you're asking. I do have a penis and balls.
Sorry, remind me, you guys haven't talked about sex on the air in a while. Remind me of your times?
Of our times? Oh, how long
yeah,
we last?
Times. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't stop
People
because
stay.
I don't stop because I never start.
And little Diesel?
I go in once and I stay until it gets dry.
Oh, I never tried that way before. Does your time is it affected by the position you use?
There's one position in my eyes, and we have a caller right now, actually.
We're talking,
Connor, you're on the air.
You ever do the bunny?
You've not seen my body if you think I could do a bunny. Yeah, we have a caller on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, what would you like to tell? Tale.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you, fella?
I'm good.
That's good.
Hey, do you guys like to party?
Yes.
You like opiates?
Yes.
I just have these new pills that if you take them, you trip so hard that you predict the next mass shooting on American soil.
Okay. Cough them up,
Holy
buddy.
Cow.
Cough them up. How much? Let's do this right now on the phone.
Would you guys do them on air like Joe Rogan?
Joe who?
Joe Rogan. Who the heck is that?
I don't know who you were speaking my language for most. Yeah, you were speaking my language, buddy, but now you're speaking crazy talk. Let's just get those pills. How much and how many, and will you do it with us?
Yeah. How much are you trying to spend?
Yeah, we can just pay you later. You just give us a bunch.
Mister, what happens if you take too many of these pills?
I think you know what happens.
Death. Why? How come every good thing, if you do too much, you just die?
That's part of the fun of it.
Well,
dying.
It makes
it so exciting.
I've never died, but I feel like it would be kind of fun. Let's get it. Can we buy them all?
That's the one thing I want Lamborghini to do still. He's done so much. I just want him to die.
Who?
You.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to die.
Lamborghini, there's no reason for you.
Damien?
Yep, hello.
Do you think there's a reason for me?
A reason for you?
Yes.
No. Are you serious?
Caller?
You are an instrument of chaos, Lamborghin.
But if I left, life would be pretty boring.
Well, I don't know if life would be boring. This show would be boring.
Caller?
Yes?
Am I worthless?
I don't think you're worthless.
Caller, are we the first show you've called to start to sell these opiates, or were you calling other radio shows first? Do you kind of just call around the radio shows trying to sell these things?
Yes.
So, Caller, I was actually wondering, because I don't really do drugs or drinks. But what I'll do is I'll drink opiate tea. I'll drink it opiate tea leaves, and I'll get really just high. Is that what the pills would do?
It'll make you feel really high, and it. Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Is that a type of juice?
Yes. You know when you drink Breaking Bad juice?
Don't you love that we haven't heard of anything? Makes it hard to have a conversation.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to have a conversation about what these opiates are like.
Yeah, when there's no context to anything in our lives.
We've never done anything or haven't heard of anything.
Again, I don't like that you offer your unconscious wife.
You whispered to me and told me to try to do that bargain.
Oh my God. Oh, crap.
What's wrong, Damien?
I've just been shot in the head. I gotta go.
Okay, you want to take it? You need any help?
I think I can take care of it. I'll make sure
Damien,
I have somebody look after the fan club, but
Damien, you're probably going to die. Is there any little prayer you want to save?
No prayer in
specific. I'm not exactly religious. But maybe I should pray and do Our Father.
I'm religious.
I can do Our Father.
Will we ever hear from you again?
Probably. I've been shot right in the head.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
No, no.
Caller?
I'm going down.
Caller.
So yeah.
Hey, since you're a drug dealer, have you ever been shot?
Oh yeah, I've been shot 10 times.
So you lived?
In my leg. In my chest.
So you have a pretty battered body.
All torn up.
Scars
all up my back.
You should let me give you plastic surgery sometime. I'll change your face.
Guys, I gotta go. I gotta get to the hospital.
Oh, I thought you had left. Okay, Damien.
It's okay.
You take care of yourself.
Are you waiting for us to say bye? You got shot in the head. Just go.
Yeah, just take care of yourself, and then I'll find you, and then I'll give you plastic surgery, change your face.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I got shot, too.
Okay, well, good luck to you both. That was What the Hell, Lanigan.
Huh.
Oh, Seth's been handling the technical side of things lately. He kind of got demoted for going to North Korea.
Well, he's doing the plumbing.
He's doing the large labor thing.
Yep.
Seth, it's good to hear your voice.
Kind of lost the edge.
It's all right to be here.
Do you feel a little empty now that you came back from that country?
Yeah, I find it hard to talk about anything. Have any sort of opinion on anything.
Well, what did you think of the show so far?
I haven't been listening.
Oh, well, did you hear that I spilled my 5-hour energy all over the keyboard?
No, I didn't.
It's so small, you never hear about those spilling.
No, you're right. I wonder how many 5-hour energies have been spilled on this keyboard. It's so tiny that if it was to be spilled, is it even a problem?
You're right. You do have not much to say about anything.
No.
Hey, fellas, would you like to do the benediction for this week?
The who?
The benediction. Where you say thank you to our Patreon subscribers. Folks, I got so much Lamigan about to be hacked up your pipeline, you're going to not even want to listen to it. So here's who we got. Jeremy, thank you for the dollar. That's 25 cents a week. Kristen. Riley, Ashley Ack, Dane, Tyler, Meat, Eric, and Noah. Thank you for your big sacrifice of 25 cents a week. Wow.
Big spenders.
Very generous.
You know, we really try hard with the show, and we're really far along with it.
It's putting some money in my pocket.
The radio show is losing momentum. But we've got momentum going another way, don't we, Lamigan? Silver screen.
Yeah, Patreon.
No, silver screen.
On Patreon.
No, we're doing a TV show.
Yeah, you guys want to see our TV show?
It's a couple months away. You're going to see what we look like. And you're going to hate it.
Tick tock, tick tock. You're going to find out.
Twin quasars in a big belly.
Two black pearls of dark matter.
So we're talking about our eyes now?
I was, yeah.
Bloodshot, brown, poop brown.
Brown veins. Don't forget it. Brown veins in your eyes?
Yeah, brown veins in the corners.
The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it.
Why do veterans get two birthdays?
Because they died in the war?
Veterans Day and their birthday.
Oh, that's a good point. It's not fair.
Why do we have Diesel Day? I think D-Day should be Diesel Day.
I think you should make it your own little day.
D-Day was one of my favorite stories my grandpa used to tell me. Everyone stormed out of a beach. From now on, D-Day is going to be Diesel Day. My name's Diesel Lamigan. Before we go, tell the story of why my name is Diesel.
I'm going to stand up for you for once in my life and say no.
Stand up for me?
I'm going to stand up for you and say no.
The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal. The Teddy Shivo. The Teddy Shivo. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't. The Teddy Shivo. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it.
The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it.
The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it. The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it.
The Teddy Shivo crystal, don't forget it, don't forget it.